Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are in Masecha Shabbos, Daf Beis, Amud Beis 2b, but we are on the very bottom of Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah had just started off with Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehin Arba. And we went through the different cases that are Shtayim Shehin Arba, that are two, that are really four, and we explained what that means in the Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara and says there's another Mishnah in the very beginning of Masecha Shavuos, which has a similar language of Shtayim Shehin Arba, and we're going to have to compare and see why they are somewhat different. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. It was taught over there in a Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah of Masechet Shavuos. It says Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. So the Shtayim Shehein Arba lingo is also used when it comes to Shavuos, which are oaths or swears. So the Mishnah over there is talking about certain times that you would swear where you would be chayev a carbon ola v'yorid. This is a carbon chatos where the level of your carbon is determined based on your tax bracket, what you are able to afford. And the Mishnah over there is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. And Vayikra tells us about a Shavuos Bitoy, a Shavua that is made where you're making some sort of false claim. And the Pasuk is really only talking to future claims that you are going to make. So if someone says, I will eat meat or I will not eat meat, and it says lehara o lehetev, it says for the bad or for the good. So either something that you will do or something that you will not do. So there are two swears of I will do this or I will not do this, and you violate that shvua, then you are going to be chayav this carbon of yorid. And the Mishnah learns out, it's shtayim shehein arba, that it's two, meaning that's what's mentioned in the Pasuk, all in the future tense, but if we had the past tense ones also, those are going to apply the same way. So if someone said, I did not eat meat, or I did eat meat, and they are lying, that is also going to be a violation where someone would be chayav in this carbon ola v'yored, so we see that as shtayim shehein arba. The next situation in the Mishnah, on top of Beis Amud Beis, is yidiyos hatuma shtayim shehein arba. This is another situation where someone would be chayav a carbon ola v'yored, this chatas, again, that's based on your tax bracket, and this is a situation as follows, where someone who is tameh, so you are not allowed to eat stuff which is kodesh, which is hektish, and you're also not allowed to eat anything or do anything in the Beis Hamikdash. So the case of Yedios HaTuma is a situation where you knew that you were Tameh, but then you forgot you were Tameh, so you went ahead and you ate this Hekdesh, or you ate in the Beis HaMikdash, and then only after you did this action, you remembered again that you were Tameh, and that is something which is a violation. So the Shtayim is a situation where you ate Hekdesh, or a situation where you ate in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Shehein Arba, the Mishnah tells us, is a situation we extend this not just to those situations where you forgot that you were Tameh and then you remembered afterwards, but let's say you remember you were Tameh, but you forgot what you're eating was Hektish, or you forgot what you are eating is in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you didn't realize where you are or what you're eating, that's also going to be a situation where you're going to be chayev a karbon ola v'yored. So this again is a situation of Shtayim Shehein Arba that the Mishnah brings up, known as Yedios HaTuma. The Mishnah then goes on the next situation of Shtayim Shehein Arba. Maros Negayim Shtayim Shehein Arba. When it comes to appearances of Tzaras, this is also a situation of Shtayim Shehein Arba, of two which are really four. So what's this talking about? So the Torah tells us that there are two main types of Tzaras, and that is Se'es and Baheres. These are two types of tzaras, each with a different type of shade of white. But then the Torah tells us about this different thing called sapachas, which is another sort of category. And the Torah teaches us that this is a subcategory. So there's a se'es and there's a baheres that is of this sapachas level. So there's really shtayim shehein arba. Again, we have another situation of shtayim shehein arba. And then the Mishnah in Shavuos ended off with our situation of Yetzias HaShabbos, shtayim shehein arba, like we discussed in our Mishnah, that transferring of the Rishuyos, going from Rishus Aram to Rishus Yachad or Rishus Yachad to Rishus Aram, that is shtayim shehein arba when it comes to Shabbos as well. So now the Gemara asks a question based on this Mishnah in Shavuos. The Gemara says, Maishnacha detani shtayim shehein arba bifnim ushtayim shehein arba bachot, maishnahasam detani detana shtayim shehein arba vesulo. Ask the Gemara, if you look at our Mishnah goes into great detail about the Shtayim Shehein Arba of Shabbos. It tells us from the inside, from the outside, the Ani, the Balabais, but over there in the Mishnah in Shavuos, all it says is Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba, and that's it. So why are we going in such depth over here in this Mishnah, but in Shavuos we're not going in depth at all? So answers the Gemara, Hacha de'ikar Shabbos, over here, we're in Mesecha Shabbos, so we're talking about Shabbos, it's the main topic, is Shabbos. So Tani Avos V'Tani Toldos. So the Mishnah goes out of its way to teach us Avos and Toldos. Now this is the first time we are being introduced to this very important principles of Avos and Toldos. So Avos, we said in the previous year, there are 39 melachos. These are 39 avos melachos. These are things and categories that happened in the Mishkan. These are the main categories of melacha. This is what's called an av melacha. But then there are secondary categories of melacha, which are called toldos. They are the, again, secondary category, so they are also going to be chayv midoraisa. The difference would be in terms of karbonos, but it's important to know what's an av of the melacha and what's a tolda of the melacha. That's something which is going to be crucial to know in general as we go forward. in our situation, when it comes to Hotzah, when it comes to going from Rishus to Rishus, the Torah tells us about this commandment of Hotzah, when Moshe tells them to stop bringing things to the Mishkan. So that is talking about going from a Rishus HaYachid, from a private property, to a public property. So that's what's going to be the Av Melacha in this situation. And the Tolda is going to be going from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, going the opposite way. So over here, when we're dealing with Masechta Shabbos, where we are in Masechta Shabbos, so we're going to be focusing more on the laws of Shabbos. So the Mishnah goes into the Avos and the Toldos when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. But over there in Hilchos Shavuos, in Masechta Shavuos, where it's just mentioning it, they're not going to mention the Avos and the Toldos. That's why it goes into more depth in our situation. So says the Gemara, Hasam Delavik or Shabbosu, Avos Tani, Toldos Lotani. So over there, where it's just Masechta Shavuos, it's not mainly focusing on Shabbos, so we're only going to teach the Avos, the primary cases, but not the secondary cases. So ask the Gemara, Avos Mainihu. So what are the primary cases? Yitzios. The primary cases are going from Rishus Ha Yachid to Rishus HaRabim, going from private to public. And Yitzios Trehavion, but that's only two cases, because that's only of the Ani and of the Balabayas. So it's only two cases, but we said it needs to be a Shtayim Shein Arba. So what's the situation? So if you're going to say V'chi Tema Mehen L'chiva Mehen Liftor, and if you're going to tell me that the Shtayim Shein Arba are going to be to which you are chaya for and to which you are putter for, again, that would mean the two that you are chaya for is when the Ani and the Balabayas go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRam, then they would be chayiv. And the two that you're putter for are when they split the malacha. Remember, we said that there needs to be an akira and a hanacha, but if one of them just did one of those actions, then there's going to be putter. So if that's what you want to say, that Shtayim Shein Arba means in that Mishnah in Shavuos, that could be what it means, but that's impossible because v'ha dumya demaros negaim katani. But the Mishnah says that it needs to be. It's mentioned along with the tzaras affliction one, where it's a shtayim shein arba and mahasam kulu l'chiyuva af hachanami kulu l'chiyuva. Just as over there, all the different shades of tzaras are going to be all chayev. So too by Shabbos, everything has to be chayev. So you can't say shtayim shein arba is really two which are chayev and two which are pater, because it has to fit in with everything else. Where all four of those situations of shtayim shein arba are all going to be chayev. So we have to come up with a different answer as to why it's only mentioned shorthanded in Masecha Shavuos. So suggest the Gemara El Amar Rav Papa, rather Rav Papa says, Hacha de Iker Shabbos, who since this is Masecha Shabbos again, Tani Chayuvi Peture. So the Mishnah goes into greater detail about the cases where you're Chayv and that you're going to be Pater. Hasam de Lav Iker Shabbos, but over there, since it's not really Masecha Shabbos, Masecha Shavuos, so Chayuvi Tani Peture Gol Katani. It only teaches us the cases where someone is going to be Chayv and not the cases where someone's going to be Pater. So the Gemara asks a similar question. Chayuvi Mainiu, so what are the Chayuvim when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that we have Shtayim Shein Arba, how could this be? So what are the situations where one would be Chayiv Yitzios? That's in a case where someone's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, like what the Torah said, from private property to public property. Yitzios Tarte Havion. But again, this is only two cases. You don't have four cases, so Shtayim Shein Arba wouldn't make sense if we're only talking about the Chiyuv cases. You have the case where the Ani goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and you have the case where the Balabayas goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Shtayim Shein Arba in Masechta Shavuos? Answers the Gemara of Ravashi. Ravashi says, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotza Karile. When we say Hotza and Yitzios, that's also referring to Hachnasa. It's also referring to the case of going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid Mimai. How do we know that this is true? Meet it now because we learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, Hamotim Rishus L'Rishus Chayiv. Someone who goes from domain to domain is going to be Chayiv. Milo Askinan to Kamayim Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachid. Are we not talking about a situation where someone is going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid also? V'kakari Le'yotza. Over there in the Mishnah, it's talking about even going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and it refers to it as Hotza. So we see that Hotza is referring to going either which way you are going to be going. V'tayim Amai. So then why does the Tana call it Hotza? Because answers the Gemara, Ko Akiras Chayfetz Mim Komo Tana Hotza. Because anytime we move something from its place, it's going to be referred to as a Hotza. Even though you're right, technically Hotza means going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Anytime you're moving it from its place, even if it's the other way around, it's still going to be considered a Hotza because you're moving it from its place. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Masisin Nami Deka. We could also learn this lesson from our Mishnah that they're equal, the Hotza and the Hachnasa, Diktani Yitzios, because it says, Yitzios Ashay Bashtayim Shehein Arba, that the Yitzios are, become a fresh Hachnasa Lalter Shmamina. And then it goes into cases of both Hotza and Hachnasa, going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, going both ways, and we see that it's referred to as Yitzios. That's how we can have an even clearer proof. Now the Gemara has a different explanation as to what this word Yitzios means. Rava Amar Rava says, Rishuyos Gatani, Rishuyos Shtabishtayim. So really, when it says Yitzios, it's not referring to Hotza or Hachnasa, it's referring to Rishuyos. It's saying that there's different domains. There's Rishus HaRabim, there's Rishus HaYachid, and then there are four permutations of each way of where someone would be chayiv between the Ani and the Balabayas. That's what it would mean, Shtayim Shehein Arba. So again, this is Daf Beis Amud Beis, referring to the situation and the conflict between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Shavuos. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.